Chell Anderson is a North Shore naturalist. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hello.
Well, there's not much biting out there, but we still have lots of little insects.
Yes, the extended mild period of October definitely has kept a lot of insects active that sometimes would still be active. And I know you had an interesting encounter recently, September, I think starting in September. Could you tell?
Yeah, actually, we've had this encounter for several years and never been able to find anybody that knew what they were until I passed it by you. Mm-hmm. They're very small. They look a little bit like a black fly, but they're a little smaller than that. Mm-hmm. But they have, they're kind of bluish. And they have a blue-white hula skirt. And they fly laboriously, let's put it that way. They're not exactly great. They got two transparent wings. And they're so easy, you can just catch them in your hand, but they're very small, so they're hard to see. Mm-hmm. We call them fuzzy bugs and because that's what they are. Uh-huh. But we didn't know what they were.
Yeah.
And so with your help, we've figured it out. So yeah. What are they?
Well, they're part of a group of insects that are called woolly aphids. They use two different plant hosts. So aphids are sucking insects, basically. They have sucking mouthparts that they insert into the tissues of plants and suck the juices out. And for the most part, they may do very localized damage, you know, a particular leaf or a little, you know, one branchlet of a plant. But generally speaking, even in larger groups, they don't do any kind of permanent or sustained damage to whatever plant that they're associated with. But in the case of woolly aphids, most of them have two different hosts. They have a primary host and a secondary host. So they actually spend, as a species, they spend time on two different types of plants and very specific plants. And I'm guessing that this little fuzzy bug that you guys see so regularly is one that has a primary host of red maples, at least in our area. And then their secondary host is alder. When they're feeding at their hosts, they create all this white fuzzy material that you've described, white or bluish white material on their bodies as a camouflage. And so as they're all collected in one general area feeding, you'd see that as this big white fuzzy mass, and you might think that it was a fungus or, you know, some kind of plant disease sort of thing, but it's really just what they're hiding under. And as they feed, and they start out by the eggs that have been laid the previous winter on the bark of the primary host, they hatch out and they begin to feed, and they create this fuzzy mass that we've described. And all of the aphids that are living at that time are all females. And for almost all the time, aphids are strictly females. And on the primary host, those females are creating new generations of aphids through something called parthenogenesis, which is an asexual form of reproduction, where eggs develop inside the female that are actually clones of that female. And they hatch and emerge as live aphids and begin feeding right there where the parent has been feeding. And so with these woolly aphids, there may be one or two generations like that on the primary host, at which point the females will begin producing winged females. And those winged females will fly to the secondary host. So they'll leave that red maple and they'll go to an alder and they'll start doing the same sort of thing. And eventually, as the fall comes along, so, and this is a photoperiod thing, so amount of light coming down is probably one cue. It could also be that temperature plays a role, you know, average daily temperature or something. Could also be that the nutrition within the plants are changing, and that could be a cue. You know, some of this is still kind of mysterious, but those are three good possibilities or some combination thereof. And at that point, these females produce some, both females and males. And those then become the sexual breeding population. They breed and produce females that have wings and fly back to the primary host. So this would be the last generation of this particular year. And those are probably the ones that you're seeing, are these late in the year winged females that are going back to the primary host, the red maples. And there they are going to lay just a few large eggs. So these are going to be weatherized, you know, and they're going to lay them under the, you know, in little crevices in the bark or under little flaps of the bark. And those are the eggs that are going to make it, presumably through the winter, and then start the whole thing all over again. And these eggs are a key source of nutrients for birds over the winter. And throughout the summer season, aphids in all these various forms that we've talked about are really provide a major food resource for a lot of beneficial insects.
Anybody else out there flying around?
Yeah, another thing that I had I could mention that people have asked me about this fall, and those are some very tiny little moths. They're about the size and length, anyway, of a grain of rice. These are the moths of a leaf mining caterpillar, and this is mostly something called the aspen blotch miner or aspen leaf blotch miner. But they're mining, instead of being these, you know, kind of wandering tunnels that some leaf miners leave, these leave more just blotches, like brown blotches on the leaves. And you might think of a leaf miner as something, as a critter that's kind of eating the filling out of an Oreo. So if the leaf is an Oreo cookie, then the leaf miners are in between those chocolate layers and they're eating out the filling. And generally, they don't destroy the whole leaf. It's, you know, a small part. And they pupate inside there after they've matured as larvae. And then they emerge from the underside of the leaf and go off as these little moths. And at this time of year, all those adult moths are looking for some place to spend the winter. Lots of them appear in people's doorways and around their windows, you know, sashes, any little thing underneath your siding. There can be just bazillions of them at this time of year.
But they're not cluster flies.
No, we've talked about cluster flies.
We're not going to talk about them.
We won't go there, but but they're harmless. These moths are harmless. They don't go in your clothes and, you know, chew the fabrics. They really are completely harmless.
Jill Anderson, botanist and plant ecologist. Thanks for helping us understand fuzzy bugs and tiny moths.
You're welcome.